My front door is open for someone like you. Won't you come in for a while?
You're listening to the only League of Legends podcast that belongs in a museum. This is Low Elo. I'm your host, Jeff Wyckoff, also known as Eat Crayons. With me today, I have Compy going as Support Pantheon.
Hey, Support Pantheon is totally viable, man.
And with him in the bottom lane is the only Tryndamere ever in the bottom lane, Mr. Christian, better known as All Your Base 123.
That's right, gentlemen. Welcome to Low Elo. I'm sorry, I'm doing a crappy...
Yeah, you are.
Go on, gentlemen.
You're doing just fine, Christian. So with us this week, we're going to have Christian. Hopefully he'll come back and visit us quite often. He plays a lot of, scrub matches with us because that's pretty much the way that we like to play. And let's just roll this one straight into the news. We've got some really cool skins that have just come out, guys. I'm not going to lie. I actually already bought one. Let's see if you can guess. Which of these new skins have I purchased?
You bought Bruce Lee Finn.
You got it. That wasn't even a contest, yeah. Was it? Okay. So what are the...
See, y'all, I've never seen you play Talon, Wukong, or Sona, so I'm just going to rule out...
No, that's a lie, because you've seen me play Sona.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been a while since I've seen you play Sona.
Yeah, I've got something else I'm going to admit here. I actually own all four of them.
Well, have you played the new skin, though? Are there sounds?
No, I haven't. I haven't, because I purchased it and then went and played... What did I play? Did I play Warwick? Oh, no, I was playing Singed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, you're playing. Yeah.
Yeah, 2-2 and 19, I believe. By the way, we won, guys. So, yeah, we've got a really cool, Bruce Lee, Lee Sin. But what are the other three? Because I've seen them, but I don't know what they're called.
All right, so I got the Sona skin. I looked it up recently. It's pronounced Guqin Sona. And it's pretty nice. I really enjoy it. It has its new particle, new sound effects, like as you're playing or as you cast your Q, W, and E.
Is the ult any different or is it the same?
Oh, yeah, the ult has all its own sound effect as well. Yeah, and it's pretty nice, you know.
Does it have like its own particle effect or something? Like, is it pink with like little flower petals?
That would have been nice, but you know, it's just the new sound effects that have changed. Okay. But considering it's totally worth
it. Yeah, honestly, I'm thinking of picking that one up too because I need a skin for Sona. You haven't indulged yourself and picked up any of these, have you, Compy?
No. God, yeah. I'll have to ask my butler if my finances allow for it, but no, I haven't picked any. I never play any of those people.
Well, that hasn't stopped anybody else. Well, I guess it hasn't stopped me.
Yeah, but I don't want to have a reason to play Wukong. I hate him as a human being.
You know, that's true. I guess you look at the people that they chose here, and I hate every one of these champions. Wukong, Talon, Lee Sin, Sona. I mean, come on.
Why do you hate Sona?
Well, honestly, the reason I hate Sona is because she's the only support in the game that I can play. And I've realized that the trick to Sona is you roll your face across the keyboard, and then everyone's just like on your team is moving fast and healed up and doing extra damage, and everyone on their team is stunned. And I don't really have an appreciation for the way she plays at this point, which I know it's inelegant. I don't have a lot of experience with her, but yeah. But let's face it, like Lee Sin, Wukong, and Talon. Whoever likes playing against any of those?
I was banned Lee Sin first ban, so because I hate him.
If I had
like,
choice,
oh, I'm the most mobile thing in the entire universe. I can, you know, kick you and then go back to my ally and shield him.
Well, I can tell you every instance I went against Wukong top, you know, I just despised it. No matter what champion I play, he just kicks my ass.
Yeah, he's no fun to play against. I mean, he's really good. And, you know, we've got something coming up here where you can speculate on just how good he did. But I'm not a huge fan of any of them. But I'll still buy the skins because they're really cool. Like the Bruce Lee, he's wearing that white coat and he's got the red dragon on the back.
Oh, yeah. No, if I played Lee Sin Jungle more, I would totally get it. I see myself getting that skin in the near future.
Yeah, I think they redid the blades for Talon also.
That's, yeah, each one has its new little feature, which is pretty exciting.
That's cool.
This is all for the Lunar Festival, which is, what, Chinese New Year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Chinese New Year.
Isn't Chinese New Year like in February?
I
Well, no idea. February's eventually coming up.
Well, it's the year of the dragon, and they have all these dragon themed skins, and every portrait, excluding the Sona portrait, each one has a dragon in it in some sort of
way. That's cool. See, what I'm looking for, if they follow through on this, I want to see like a Boxing Day.
A Boxing Day.
Yeah, it's a Canadian holiday. They've got Boxing Day. But we'll just throw like boxing gloves onto all the Canadian champions. There's Canadian champions, right? Like,
is there a champion that starts with P?
Pantheon.
Pantheon. Pugilist Pantheon.
Wow, I think that might be getting a little obscure.
No. Alliteration at its finest, my friends.
But no, we can go all over the place with this one. What are some other great holidays around the world?
Well, I mean, there's Dia de los Muertos in Mexico, but they already have their Mexican stereotype skins for, you know, Bandito Fiddlesticks.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
and pretty much everything with Graves.
Oh, yeah. Graves and to an extent, Twisted Fate. I would love to see a Dia de los Muertos Jax. I mean, I'm just putting it out there. I mean, you know, like on the subject of, you know, cultural understandings of legal.
Well, and you know, the big holiday in Brazil, since we have a lot of Brazilian players,
hoy.
I'm sure we have a lot of Brazilian listeners. Carnival.
Oh
right?
No! That's one that just transcends because you know it's Carnival up here. Everyone's talking Mardi Gras.
Yeah, but it.
I realize.
But in Rio, it's for real. They take that shit seriously.
Oh yeah, no, trust me. I've seen the uncensored video late at night. That stuff is pretty awesome.
You cannot run from Carnival because even dancing is or what? Because running is a type of dance. I am on fire and I dance.
That would be awesome. I want like a Carnival Udyr.
Carnival Fiddlesticks.
Yeah. And we can just do every single one of the female characters with beads.
No, LeBlanc.
Oh, yeah.
Carnival LeBlanc.
No, that's good.
That would be
Carnival LeBlanc.
Bikini wax Nidalee. Brazilian bikini wax Nidalee. I think.
What would her cougar form look like?
She'd be complete hairless.
Just
be a hairless cougar.
Oh, that sounds terrible because I think we've all seen the pictures of hairless cats and they're terrifying. Those things will haunt your nightmares. I can't imagine one that's the size of a wild jungle cat, especially if it's going to, you know.
Chasing at you in the jungle and just beating
right,
you down. Oh,
right.
God.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want that thing chasing me at level 6. Well,
no.
In the tournament circuit, we've had a few things going on, and Compi, you'll take the lead on this, I hope. But we had something going down with CLG. They ran their own tournament, right?
Yeah, the Counter Logic Gaming Last Call tournament had 64 teams in it.
64, that's quite a showing.
Yeah, 64 teams. I don't know where they found that many people to be at the same place at the same time. Well, they weren't at the same place. They obviously did it online. But it was won by Dignitas, featuring their new jungler, I Will Dominate, who used to be, like I think you said, Jeff, top in the number one in solo queue.
I think he may have been up there, but I think I might be thinking of somebody else too. How does that bode for them? I mean, the 64 teams, that's a big bracket, but Dignitas pulls in a victory. We're basically 1 week away from IEM Kiev. Then they're going to make a showing there. How do you think that bodes for them?
Oh, well, I mean, CLG placed third in their own tournament. Dignitas is definitely, you know, they're going to have some momentum going into that IEM Kiev. But, they're in... IEM Kiev only has 8 teams?
Yeah, well, they've been running qualifiers for months now because this is a pretty big event. But I think they've got 8 teams. We're looking at Absolute Legends, White Lotus, Team Solo Mid. I think that Goose is out, unfortunately.
That's your team.
Yeah, my team is gone. You know, League of Legends players, especially you pros, stay classy, guys. Stay classy.
Yeah. So you saw that Reddit post?
Yeah, I saw the Reddit post. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but, you know, there was a, I think there was a better way to do that, a better way for their image. We all knew that Goose was a startup team, and I think that when you're a startup, when you're the underdog, you've got to kind of carry yourself just a little bit higher. But they've obviously got some situations going on. They were cool in how they were saying, you know, we hope that Curse gets in there or someone else gets in there to take our place, and we're happy that they'll be there. But, you know, we'll just have to see the rest of the tournament without them. Unfortunately, it looks like this is dashing their hopes for anything in the Challenger series.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see anything more from Picture of a Goose this season.
Yeah, which is really a shame because they had a great name.
That's why you liked
it. It was. I mean, yeah, they were the underdog, but come on, it was a Picture of a Goose. It was a great name.
For IEM Kiev, 32 grand is the prize purse with a $12,000 grand prize. Ooh. Yeah, so what I like to do is look at the grand prize, then divide it by five and realize they're not making that much money. Plus, you have to, like, buy a plane ticket to the Ukraine. I mean, that can't be cheap.
I think that Riot might be helping out some of our U.S. teams for this, U.S. teams especially that have a showing in the Challenger series. But, I mean, still, when it comes right down to it, being a pro player it's not an easy profession.
But there's one other piece of news I want to talk about with the pros.
Yeah.
And that is I was watching the Odd Ones stream, and many people have already seen this, Jungle Singed.
Oh yeah.
He demonstrated Jungle Singed, and it was really amazing.
Level
and you
three
can find
ganks, man.
Yeah, you can find recordings.
I did not see this.
All right.
Oh
so,
yeah.
Christian, Jungle Singed. No, I love to jungle. I love to play Singed. I'm terrified of doing this because I'm going to make myself look bad. But he ganks at level 3, and it's good. Yeah. But
so
go at it, Copy.
He has I'm like he has all his basic abilities ready and just goes at
it.
Yeah, pretty much. He'll get he'll cause someone to flash or get a kill if it's a good situation. But yeah, so Jungle Singed, maybe we will see that in the metagame, and I think that's a good transition. We can start talking about Opinus.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about, you know, I think it's good to start any conversation on Opinus with a talk about Singed. I know that wasn't on my schedule here initially, but let's face it, this guy's good. This guy's really, really good.
I've seen you top lane in multiple occasions where you're just dominating your top lane on so many occasions.
He's a snowball character. He just gets more and more and more powerful in ways that other characters don't. You know, he gets one kill on somebody, he gets two kills on somebody, and he's just going to become unstoppable. But where Singed really comes into his own right is that once he's past that initial laning phase, he can lane everywhere. You know, he's still pulling in just as many kills as though he was laning, and he's harassing, and he's controlling, and he's creating opportunities. Singed is a big player. I mean, there's a big champion.
Oh, yeah.
But
he can just farm. How do you stop him from farming? He'll just ignore you, run past your tower, and catch the next minion wave. He's the ultimate surfer.
Yeah, and thus the skin. One of the best skins in the game, if you were to ask me.
The mad scientist is what you're...
No, the surfer skin.
Oh, the surfer skin.
Yeah, you know, the gigantic bottle of lotion on the back with Tarek's face on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, that guy, you know, I don't want them to nerf him because when you're playing him, there is something that feels very fair about him. But I think that you just lose sight of that as soon as you get into the late game and you're unkillable.
Well, yeah, you might have lost sight of like how frustrating it is to like get that Singed who's like at a sliver of health running away. Like you want a chance after, but you think Singed. You can't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I want to kill him. I want to chase him. But chasing Singed is pants on head retarded.
Well, I don't mind Singed. Like, if I go solo top and I'm going against a Singed, the type of player, like, I don't get mad at the person playing Singed because, you know, it's kind of funny. But You know who I do get mad at? There's two. Wukong and Nasus. Because it's the same thing. That's, I am going to farm. I am going to zone you out. Because I will dash at you and then do my stupid little cloak and run away thing if you're Wukong. Or, you know, if you harass me as Nasus, I'll just heal up on the next wave. No big deal. And they play so passive and so, like, they are cravens.
Yeah, and the thing is, I guess what balances them out, well, not balances them out, what puts them above Singed for a solo top is Singed can't farm if you harass and zone him correctly. You know, he's not going to be able to jump in there and get a kill real quick and then jump out, you know, unless he has his ult up and then he just burned his ult because he has no ranged on him. He's got to let the minions come to him. But you got Wukong, you've got Nasus. They're just going to queue everything.
Yeah. Like the minion damage you take from harassing Nasus makes you lose. Yeah. Because he'll just heal it up, and you've taken some damage.
Yeah, no, laning against Nasus, that's frustrating. Almost as frustrating for me as laning against Aurelia.
I play a lot of Nasus top game, and I'm usually like I always max out my E first, and it's a really great tool to keep the top laner you're going against in check. You know, because I feel like, for example, I don't know, Wukong up top. Like the best thing I know how to do, just max out my E. It keeps smacking him with
and,
it.
And similar to Singe there, Nasus snowballs. I mean, my gosh, he snowball. I mean,
you know what? Like the best thing is, like you can the great thing with Nasus is like you can push your tower with him and like still like be casting your E and still be doing damage to your enemy and still keep a safe distance away from the tower. And
he plays like a wuss, and it's like. And then 40 minutes into the game, when he's got a Frozen Heart and a Triforce.
Yeah, and that was that's the first mistake against Nasus. You let the game go to 40 minutes.
I mean, he just sits there and, like, he knows that it's on you to do something. Like, Nasus will just be like, he'll just ignore you. And I hate that makes me hate the player. That is playing
because
Nasus.
He becomes suddenly very non-interactive with the rest of the game. It's like he's playing a single player game.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, how is that fun? Like, I understand Singe players. It's fun to spurt goo on everyone and run around with poison and toss them in the air. But to like laning as Nasus, that's not fun. Nobody wants to do that. And I mean, it's like, I'm just going to Nasus my way up the ladder, you know?
Yeah. I wonder how much Nasus we see in those low elo games. I mean, I think I've seen a Nasus in every single game.
Yeah, you see a lot of them.
I got what, Compy, like, you have no idea how fun it is, like, to, like, side push a lane when everyone else is distracted as Nasus. And just do your thing, taking out towers with like little to no effort.
Well, I don't know. I think that's something that goes with everybody, though. You know, I mean, you could say the exact same thing for Teemo, because everyone eventually, like the 20-minute mark rolls around, and if they're not farming Teemo, then Teemo's just pushing lanes because they're ignoring him. They think he's worthless. And it's great. Any time that the whole team is just going to leave you alone so that you can walk up and whack a tower, that's fun. That is fun.
It's so much
fun. But the
fun.
Difference is that, like, Teemo is fun because it's a bit of a rush. You're that far up, you know that the moment that you don't see their entire team on the screen, you're 20 seconds from dead. But on Nasus, the only time you're not going to see everybody on the screen is because you just killed them all.
Yep.
It's very non-interactive for him. And in that respect, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Now, let's quit talking about Nasus, or I'm going to get pissed.
Okay. Well, you know what? Here, let's go on to a subject that is fun. Let's talk about a few guys who just haven't panned out. Maybe they need more time, but I'm thinking they're bad. They're bad metagame. I'm going to throw the first one out there. Fizz.
Oh, but he's so cute.
No, but that's the problem. They tried so hard to duplicate a Teemo, and it didn't work.
Yeah, they were thinking they had their eyes on the skins. They're like, oh, everyone's gonna want Fizz skins.
I don't know. I've been playing a Fizz. I don't know. Like, I've tried mid laning with him, but he's really tricky. He has a really high skill curve. He's kind of similar to Kassadin, but except he doesn't have a Q which you can just harass your enemy with. And stay a safe distance.
But is it really realistic to say that he's got such a high skill cap that people are still trying to figure him out? Or is he just, is he just bad?
Yeah, well, if you want to put it that way.
I think it might be the current metagame is that there's no room for Fizz. You want to have a Kassadin. He's banned all the time. You need an AP mid. In the glory days of yore, when it was a toss up, are we going to have a jungler this game?
And now if you don't have a jungler in an Elo game, you're insane.
Yeah, in the glory days of yore, I think Fizz would have been a lot more fun because he would have had a place, a Fizz comboing with somebody on top or bottom, but this rigid meta that we've had of the, AP mid, AD carry bottom with support and solo top, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, but it's tough because until they change up what the heroes can do, what the champions can do, that metagame isn't really going to change, or until they throw in several champions that are significantly disruptive. Fizz, like you said, he doesn't fit in there because he's, I believe the predominant build with him is AP and heavy the attack speed. But
I've seen some Atmog space in my time.
Yeah, but Atmog is adaptable to everybody.
Well, yeah, that's on a different right. subject. Yeah,
but he's, he's, when you come right down to it, he's an AP melee. He's got some caster stuff that gives him some range, but he's an AP melee, so you can't afford to put him mid against somebody like LeBlanc.
Yeah, no, I played against LeBlanc as Fizz, and she kind of destroyed me pretty early
on. And you're not going to put him up top, because either he's going to get farmed out, or you just don't need that extra AP.
Yeah,
there's really not any room for him in the metagame. So in a metagame that's got tons and tons of jungle, every single good game has to have a jungle. Why is it we haven't seen this other dude? Why haven't we seen Volibear?
That's a good question. I played a little bit of Volibear. It's just he feels like when I first heard about him and I heard his abilities, I was like, okay, so they took half of Singed, half of Mundo.
I think your math is about to get real bad real quick, buddy.
Half of something else. Yeah, and they threw it all together. It's like he does things that other champions do better.
A sprinkle of Jax is ultimate.
Yeah.
And his W.
He's fun to watch. He is fun to watch gank because a gigantic bear comes out of the bushes and tosses somebody. But then you need your three auto attacks on target to use to use his W, is it? And that went especially for an early gank, those attacks don't come quick enough.
No, you just run, and that's the thing is if you don't get those three attacks in, then you run away. That they just run away and you can't bite them. Or you get the three attacks in and you don't want to bite yet because they're not low health
and
enough.
His ult is too high of a cooldown and doesn't create any opportunities.
Volibear was a champion designed for 5-on-5 team
fights.
Yeah,
he's like an all random, all mid champion.
Yeah. In a 5-on-5 team fight where his ult can run its duration with him attacking, because people ignore the tank, right? They go straight for the carries. So I think in that sense, he's good. But as a jungle ganker, I don't think he fits. Also, where are you going to put him if he lanes? I don't think he's got the sustain to go top.
No, you can't put him. You can't put him anywhere.
He's got his passive.
Yeah, but
that can only go so far.
Exactly. And the other problem with his passive, though, is that if they just sit there and decide to keep bursting, he's still dead. Like, the passive doesn't regenerate that much that quick. So it's only good if they back off. and he doesn't have the level of harass or the ability to get last hits that, you know, Nasus does, or that Wukong does, or even the super tanks like Singed. You know, he's just like Singed when it comes to getting the last hits. All he can do is walk up there and whack him in the head, but he can't get the extra kills from running away from the lane. So I think you hit it on the head there, Compy. He's a combination of all of these good ideas. None of them are done any better than the champions that they came from. And that's funny because we talked about him last week, but Victor's my other guy here that we're just not seeing any of him. But it feels to me like they actually went out of their way. We talked about how good his Swain ability is. And I still think it's incredible.
His better than Swain in every
way.
Yeah,
it's better than Swain in every way, at least for that ability. And every time I've seen him played, and I've pledged to play him this week, I still haven't, but every time I've seen him played, he just never follows through. He's never a threat. He's always, he's always easy to farm. This guy is destined for buffs. So rather than rag like we did last week on how bad he is, what could we do to this guy to bring him into the metagame, actually make him viable?
Well, I think one big problem is the item thing, which last week I called stupid. It costs 1,200. I bought him and played him. It costs 1,200 gold to upgrade your item. Okay, so in that sense, you're given a choice as Victor. After the early game, you want your first big item. Usually, if you're AP mid, you hope to get 1,600 so you can get that, you know, needlessly large rod. But as Victor, you might get a catalyst, and then you've got this 1,200 gold. Like, do I want to have a good ability?
Yeah.
Or do I want to be able to do damage? And it's like this choice.
It's like we need to either heighten the reward on the item, or we need to bring its cost down.
Well, it depends. How much is the ability? Because I, of course, chose to upgrade my slow stun. And it gives a 30% increased cast range, which is amazing. I think it makes it really good. But in a ganking situation, you might not be able to do enough damage to finish the person off. Or in a team fight where you don't have, it's like... In AP carry, you have to get that needlessly large rod so you can do the damage that you need to do. But in Victor's case, maybe should you just ignore the item and not upgrade it until it's way later in the
game?
That's
an interesting thought, completely ignore that portion of him. It just feels counterintuitive if that's a major mechanic for him. I'm of the opinion that really to bring him in line, he's going to need a boost to his AP ratios, a pretty serious boost, especially on his laser, and that he's going to need a cost reduction for his ability or for his item. I think you do those two things and he might suddenly be a little bit more viable, but this guy is not making a showing. I mean, what a disappointment.
Maybe if there were levels of the item, or I don't know. I don't know what you could do with Victor. I mean, I'm sure he's fun to play. Like, well, he is kind of fun to play, but and I don't think he can win games.
Yeah. Well, at least they'll be able to put out one heck of an Iron Man skin for him when they do the next Iron Man movie.
I'm pretty sure someone on MobaCraft or not MobaCraft, LeagueCraft has already probably set something up like that.
They must have. And
No doubt about it.
It'd be cool. All right, guys. Well, I want to move on to a little thing here, a little something that I prepared for you both. We're going to call this the blame game. So I've sent you both an image. You got that in front of you?
Hold on a second.
I'm opening it right now.
Yes, I do. I got it right
okay.
here.
Okay.
All right. So for those obviously who can't see it, I'll put this on the website so you can. But we've got a game here. Top team won. The team that won, we've got Warwick, Akali, Vladimir, Shaco, and Graves.
Oh,
yeah,
hey, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm in there. And then on the other team, we've got Kog'Maw, Nasus, Amumu, Wukong, and Zillion. Now, this is a ranked low elo game. The first team won, the team with Warwick on it. So what I propose to you guys is, who lost this game for the team with Kog'Maw, Nasus, Amumu, Wukong, and Zillion? How did this play out?
All right, let's see. I'm looking at the items. Well, the first thing I notice is Kog'Maw with a wit's end, and I mean, I guess I can understand the attack speed, but why would you want to build a wit's end on Kog'Maw, to avoid magic resist? But if you're going to be the carry in the situation, also I noticed
look at that Nasus. No, look, he's got a chalice, look at that. That's terrible.
Actually, yeah. Now I noticed that thing again.
He's got a chalice, a sheen, and an Aegis.
Aegis is pretty fine on Nasus. Chalice,
And he's got clarity. He's got flash clarity on an Nasus. Run clarity and then get a chalice, dude, is mana really that important to you?
Hey man, Nasus burns through some mana pretty quickly if he's being super harassing.
I think our obvious choices are between Nasus and Zillion here. So give me a rough estimate. Nasus, what was his final score?
Surrender at 20.
No, we defeated them at 18 minutes.
Wait, you got through their Nexus in 18?
Yeah, we got to their Nexus at 18.
Oh, brilliant. Oh. Wow. Okay, let's see.
I'd say 3 and 9.
I go 2 and 24 Nexus. No. 2, 12, and 5 Nasus.
All right, he was 3 and 6. So Compy, you win. Ooh. You win the Nasus round. So the next round is Zillion, who was obviously, you know, out of his mind and insane. He ended this game at level 15. What was his score?
1 and 9.
I will say 1 and 11.
Okay, all right. It was 2 and 6. So we've got a bit of a tie here. Bit of a tie here.
Well, aren't I closer?
Yes, you are. You are. So we have a tie. You're both 1 and 1. You won the Zillion round. Copy got the Nasus round. So here's the tiebreaker. Where was Shaco?
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. Oh, this is
Shaco was on the winning team. Where was Shaco?
I see that. Where was Shaco?
He's got teleport.
Teleport, ignite.
No, well, you already said Vlad was top.
I did.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's true. And Warwick's in the jungle.
Was he bottom?
Was he mid?
It has to be bottom.
Akali
would be bottom. Or Akali would be mid.
I get the feeling Jeff's going to say he was, like, he's going to tell us he was mid. Because it just seems like that situation. I don't know.
I'll say bottom.
All right. You're both wrong. You both lose. Shaco was roaming. Shaco was roaming from level 2.
So wait. Nasus and Zillion bot lost to a solo...
To a solo Akali.
Graves?
No, a solo Akali. Oh, Graves Akali was mid.
What?
Oh, this game is ridiculous. So whose fault was it? Who are we going to blame here?
The one that I would rage against in this situation, it's definitely Nasus with the chalice. I don't see how you could pick anybody else.
He's smoking mana. He's sniffing, smoking, injecting mana into his veins. While the rest of his team is dying.
Well, what might have happened is, like, you know, Nasus is like, yeah, I'm going to go solo top. Going to be awesome. And then some jerk picks Wukong. He's like, no, I'm going to solo top. And so they argued for like 5 minutes. And so Nasus is like, screw that, I'll get clarity and buy a chalice. Like,
yeah. Well, that's the blame game, folks, right there. And when it comes right down to it, this podcast is all about hating on Nassus.
Oh, so you guys hate me? Okay.
No, it's not about you. It's just your choices in life.
I hate you and the things you do.
All right, gentlemen. And thanks for listening, everyone out there. Once again, I'm Eat Crayons. With me today, I've got Compy.
Yeah, be sure, guys, if you want to submit screenshots for the blame game, send them to dave@lowelo.com. Check us out on Twitter. I'm @LowEloDave.
Yeah, you can find me. I'm @EatGamer. Then we've also got Christian with us today. Thanks a lot for showing up, and I hope we got you next week, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you can find Christian in-game. It's all your base, 1, 2, 3. And you guys have a wonderful evening.
My front door is open for someone like you. Won't you come in for a while? My front door is open for someone like you. Gee, but I like your smile. So come on in and let's get well acquainted. I'll bet you that you'll like me too. The two of us won't ever fuss, so everything's all right. My front door is open for you. My front door is open for someone like you, but it's been closed a long, long time. I've sat at home, my telephone don't ring anymore. I seldom see that old sunshine. Although I haven't got a lot to offer, I've got a heart that's true. It's plain to see that you and me could get along just fine. My front door is open for you.
Yeah! Yeah, bro!